So, Mike, let me paint you a scene. The stark shell of an ironclad knight in an alternate Soviet universe. Your heart is pounding, your knuckles are white, and adrenaline courses through your veins like a secret recipe only the most brutal bar brawlers know. Why do you feel this way? Because you're in the midst of one of the most intense gaming experiences you could dive into. Mother Russia Bleeds. If you've ever thought that pounding the pavement meant beating enemies to a pulp, this game takes that notion to a whole new level, delivering a pixelated punch with style. All right, let's break it down. Mother Russia Bleeds is not your run-of-the-mill beat 'em up. No, it's a rip-and-tear quest filled with gritty, heart-pounding excitement, set in a world that's a bit like if a punk rock anthem was made into a game. The trippy visuals and thumping soundscape will have you questioning if you've swallowed a magic mushroom or if the game is just that good at messing with your senses. It's like Streets of Rage met Hotline Miami and decided to raise the stakes with a visceral cocktail of chaos. The levels, where do I even start? Imagine traversing stark ghettos, dark criminolabs, and nightlife dens so decadent that they have their own neon heartbeat. Each stage is carefully crafted to crank up the pulse rate as you battle waves of thugs. And oh, nearly forgot the game changer, a powerful narcotic that drives both your fists and the story. You're not merely surviving, you're thriving and high-fiving the addictive nature of this brutal fight for freedom or sanity. Now, Mike, if you are looking for a reason to crash this Soviet party, it's this: the thrill of an ultra-violent co-op ruckus you can indulge in solo or with up to three buddies in split-screen glory. That's four players taking the stage simultaneously, splitting teeth, trading blows, and bonding like only a shared brawl can do. You might find yourself yelling, "Who's next?" more often than you expect, like living out a savage poet's rhythm in each hit and dodge. The style is pure grit and grime. Yes, you've got those retro pixel graphics that are awash with colors bold enough to stand out even against the darkest Soviet night. The animation sizzles with every hit, the visual presentation is sharp and unapologetic. It's as if the game is daring you to look away, but don't, because Mike, you'd be missing out. Speaking of comparisons, if you're a fan of Hotline Miami or River City Ransom, this one is right up your alley, and probably waiting in the alley to jump you on your way out. It takes the best ingredients of those games and serves them up with a side of relentless grit. But hey, let's be honest, there's always a chance this might not be your cup of vodka. If endless waves of pixelated gore and the frantic, relentless beat, 'em up style aren't your scene, this may not be the escape you're looking for. After all, sometimes you might prefer skipping the dance where everyone's got fists for shoes. In the end, Mother Russia Bleeds is not just a game, it's an experience. It takes you on a ride through the ultra-violent streets of an alternate Soviet nightmare that is as addictive as it is brutal. So, Mike, if this sounds like your next digital escapade, strap in and brace yourself. This isn't just a beat 'em up, it's a feet on the ground, fists in the air, punch to the gut good time. Whether you're diving in for the thrill of the brawl or the adrenaline high, Mother Russia Bleeds won't let you go without a fight. Until next time, Mike, when fists fly, game on.